You know, in a week's time, so much can happen in a week. You can get yourself in a bad point of mind. You can allow the devil to get you in a bad frame of mind. You could want to quit. Physical infirmity could come on your body, depression, anxiety, all sorts of things. You may have had a problem this week that seems so big you don't know what you're going to do. But I want you to take a good look around and look at yourself, because you're standing by the grace of God. Everything has tried to make you quit this week, but see, God made you well able to stand, and you're standing by His grace. And I've got news for you. He's going to make you to continue to stand. There's nothing that any demon in hell can do to you that's going to make you fall over if you will stand there. See, the Word of God says when you've done all that you could do, then stand. And see, you're standing right now. You're standing right now, and see, God's not going to let you fall. He's not going to let your foot slip. So if there's a place in your life, if there's a physical need in your body, if there's somewhere in your family and you say, God, I need you to enter into this scene right now. God, I don't know what I'm going to do if you can't work something out. I'm going to ask you to begin to raise your hand, because see, God is going to meet you right where you're at today. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every single person. God, under the sound of my voice, Lord, I ask right now, God, that you would make yourself so real to them, God, that there's no doubt, Lord, that it's you. God, I thank you that glory is coming to every situation, God. And I thank you and I praise you. I speak to recovery in this place. And God, I ask that you would bind up right now addiction. Lord, of every kind, God, I thank you right now for everyone. They walk in divine health right now, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, most pastors would, they have their little themes that they like to start up in December, and you know, it's real cute and everything, and they like to preach their Christmas messages. And I try to be normal, but it just doesn't work for me. So, you know, here we are. I'm going to try my best at a Christmas message. But you know what? If y'all want to know about Christmas, you need to get your Bible out and you need to read it for yourself. Because you need to work out your own salvation with fear and with trembling. And you need to get into the Word until the Word gets into you. You need to get into the Word until the Word gets into you. And when the Word gets into you, you need to stand on the Word. And when you stand on the Word, you need to begin to look at your life. Because, see, the Word of God is yes and amen. And that means that it is for you. The believer has to know what the Word of God says to be able to stand on the Word. David said in the Psalms, Lord, your Word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. When you know the Word, when you have a physical ailment that will come on your body, you can speak the Word. When you have a financial problem, you can speak the Word. See, the Word of God is living and it's active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so with the Word, Michelle, when we know the Word and we speak the Word, that Word goes to that issue that we're having and it begins to turn it around. That's why it's important to know the Word. This week, the Lord was ministering to me on the beginning and the end. And I want to tell you today that whatever you're going through, it already has an end date. It already has an end date. The devil would love to discourage you and to make you feel like it's going to always be this way. And I want to tell you this morning that, child of God, it's not going to always be this way. You're not going to always be in that struggle. You're not going to always be in this hardship. And I want you to know that, yeah, that there was a beginning to it, but there is an end to it. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And what you're going through today, God will not allow you to sit there and to suffer in it from here on out. So I'm going to, for the next 45 minutes, I'm going to try to do my very best job and to plant that seed in your heart. Because see, the Word said, Jesus told his disciples, now let us go to the other side. And Jesus is here today to take you by the hand and to say, you know what, let's go to the other side. Let's get on the other side of this. Go with me now to Luke chapter 1. We are going to begin to read at verse 26. Now, what I have learned in over being saved and being in the ministry for over 30 years is that you can hang on every single word that is in the Bible. The word says that man does not live on bread alone, but we live off of every word that proceeds or comes forth out of the mouth of God. And that is why it is so important to read your Bible, to know the word, because it's important that you know what God says about you. And so let's hang on these words here for the next moments or so. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." Now, I want to tell you this morning that you are highly, highly favored. You are highly favored. Now, boys in the back, I've got a little bit of echo or something's going on. I feel like I'm in the tunnel that you go to Fayetteville in, and I don't like that. Let's get that fixed.
Glory to God.
If I'm going to be in a tunnel, well, it ain't going to be on a Sunday. I'm here where I should be. You are highly, highly favored. Highly favored. Not just a little bit of favor, Alyssa. Highly favored. The problem is when the devil gets us so involved in our problems, so involved in the chaos, and so involved in what's going wrong that we forget who we are. There are Christians that are walking around and we have settled for less than God's best because we have forgotten who we are, number one, and we have forgotten whose we are, number two. And so it's going to be my mission today to remind you who you are, number one, and whose you are, number two. And the word of God, the angel came to Mary and he said, "You're highly favored. You're highly favored." And God is coming to you today and he's saying, "You're not just a little bit favored. You don't just have a little bit of favor on your life. You have a lot of favor on your life. You have a lot of favor on your life." Yesterday, Mom and I, we were shopping, and I don't know about y'all, but the older I get, the crankier I get. Is anybody else like that? I don't know what I'm going to be like when I get older, but I'm getting crotchety. I mean, I just get cranky, got my cranky pants on. I saw some cranky pants the other day, and they literally said cranky pants, and I thought, I might need to get those for Frank's sake, just to give him like a fair warning when I'm feeling that mood coming over on me. I may need to wear those for him just so he knows. I don't even have to say anything. He'll know. But the older I get, I don't like to park far away. I just don't like it. I want to park as close to the door that I can get in. Can I walk? Yes, I can. I don't want to. I want to be right up on there. And I was sitting, and yesterday I felt like we were in Dallas, Texas or something. It was crazy up in Fort Smith. And I was sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to walk to these places that we're going to. And I didn't want to do that. And I just began to sit there and pray. And here's Mother, and Mother's so sweet. She won't gripe about nothing. She won't complain about nothing. And we were in the Sam's Club, and I just sat there for a moment in the car waiting for an opportunity. You know what? If you're in a hurry, you're going to miss some opportunities. If you're in a hurry all the time, you're going to miss some opportunities. I'm going to say that one more time because, see, God wants to get some things inside of you to help you to have a better holiday season. If you're in a hurry all the time, you're going to miss some opportunities. God gives you divine opportunities every single day. And if you're in too big of a hurry, you're going to miss some things that God put in your day just to be a blessing to you. So I sat there, and all of a sudden, the first parking spot in front of the door to the Sam's Club, somebody rolled up out of there. And I pulled right in. I looked at Mother and I said, "Now that, Mother, is divine favor." I said, "Now do you want to stay in the car or do you want to go in with my little crazy self? Because I'm going to get out of this car and I'm going in this Sam's Club and I'm going to get my stuff and we're getting out of here because this is too much for me. There's too many people here." But You're highly favored. You are highly favored. You have an amount of favor on your life that it doesn't matter what is going on. There's not a demon in hell that can mess with the amount of favor that God has put on your life. And so I want to remind you today that you know what? You are highly favored. You are highly favored. When some things are going wrong in your life, you need to look in the mirror and you need to say, now look, we are going to get it on today. We are going to move on in today because I'm not just a normal person. I am a child of God. I am someone that God took and He changed my life to do everything that He wants me to do. And I'm not a normal person anymore. I walk in the divine favor of the living God. And that's how I'm going to act today. And you begin to sit there and you realize that, you know what? It's not a bogus thing. You really have a lot of favor on your life. Friday when we got those hams, I wasn't sitting there saying, oh, I'm so shocked we got those hams. Bobby, I was sitting there thinking, well, Lord, I knew you were going to do something good for these people for Sunday. Now we know what it is. It's ham.
Glory to God.
Amen. And it's because God has put an amount of favor on Parish Christian Center in the area of food ministry. Now, here's the angel Gabriel, and he says, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And I don't care what you're going through today, because you know what? Here's what I know. There are things that some of y'all are going through. They are so awful that you can't even talk about them. They are so hurtful and just grievous to you. You can't even talk about them out loud, because just the sound of your own voice saying them out loud just grieves the heck out of you. And you know what? I get it. But let me tell you something today. The Lord is with you. God has not left you, not even for a moment. He is with you. So not only are you highly favored, but the living God that made everything, He is right there with you. A lot of pastors, they like to act like you got to chase God down. And you know what? I believe that you need to run to God. But here's what I know about God. When I was at my worst, when I was not with God, when I had turned my back on God, I didn't have to sit there and wonder if God loved me. Amen. I didn't have to sit there and wonder if He would take me back. Now, a lot of pastors won't preach that way because they like to manipulate your feelings, and I'm just not into that. I'm going to preach to you the truth because it's up to you. The Word of God says, now you choose you this day. Do you want a blessing or do you want a curse? Do you want life or do you want death? Because, see, nobody can make that choice for you. But, see, God is not depending on your perfection. He is depending on your obedience. He is not depending on your perfection. He is depending on your obedience. Are you going to get it right all the time? Probably not. Does anybody in here get it right every day? Because if you do, I want you to move in with me. Look here. I got a whole other thing going on up in here. It's called Italian and Puerto Rican and a hot-headed temper sometimes. Protect Brother Frank, Lord. But it says here, the Lord is with you. And I want to tell you today that no matter what you're going through, that God is with you. No matter what you're going through, God is with you. I'm going to take it a step further, and religious people won't like this. But here it is. Even if you don't believe in God, He's with you. There are no atheists in foxholes. The Word of God also says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You know what? I have had to call on the name of God so many times to save me from myself, to save me from bad decisions, to save me from enemies that I had that were willing to do far more worse things to me than I was willing to do to them. And let me tell you something, God is with you. If you don't hear another word that I say this morning, God is with you to the degree of this right here. He will stand with you when everybody else that was supposed to stand with you, when they leave, He will still be standing there right beside you. Because you know what? God is a faithful God. He's not going to leave you right in the middle of a mess. He's not going to leave you in the middle of chaos. He will walk beside you. He will pick you up and carry you if He has to. Anything that God has to do for you, that's what He's going to do. He has not left you. He's with you. You're highly favored. The Lord is with you. In verse 29, it says, Mary was greatly troubled at His words and wondered what kind of greeting that this may be. It's like when somebody comes up to you and they say, I got a favor to ask of you. Will you do it? Here's what I've learned in life. No, I won't do it. I want to hear what it is first. I've agreed to a lot of shenanigans in my time because people aren't real forthcoming with what they want you to do. And here's Mary, and here's the angel, and she's looking, and she was very troubled because she was sitting here thinking, what kind of greeting is this? I've got the angel of God here. What could He possibly want with me? He's told me I'm favored, and He's told me that God's with me. Now, what does He want? The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at His words and wondered what kind of greeting that this may be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. If I could tell you one thing in here today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You may say, well, you know what, Pastor Kelly, there's a lot of things that's not going right in my life. It doesn't look good. I understand. I've been there. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You are a highly, highly favored child of God. I want to encourage you today to stop looking at things in the natural realm. Stop looking at things in the natural realm. Somebody's in here and they're looking at their life and they're saying, how can it ever be right again? Let me tell you something. God can take a mess and a disaster, and He can turn it into your greatest message. I'm living proof of that. Don't be looking at your life, hating your life, thinking, how am I going to ever go on? How will things ever be right again? What am I going to do? I'm telling you today, you are a highly, highly favored individual, and God loves you so much. He's just getting started with you. Amen. Do not be afraid. Stop looking at the things that are right in front of your face and start looking to God and saying, you know what, God? I am going to live my life in faith. So, God, right now I choose to stop looking at the things that I can see because, you know what, faith is the evidence of things unseen. Amen, it is. Faith is the evidence, angel, of the things that we cannot see. If we could see them, we wouldn't need the faith for them. What God has told you He would do in your life, it's coming. We need to stop looking around and saying, well, this one did this to me, and this one said this, and this one over here doesn't believe that I can do that, or this over here and this over there. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It doesn't. I don't care if your ex said it about you, your boss, your mama, your daddy, your worst enemy. Sally Sue sitting over here that you don't like. Doesn't really matter what anybody says about you. It matters what God says about you. Yes, and God says that you're highly favored. And then God tells you, I'm with you. And then He takes it a step further and He said, now look here. Don't be afraid. Why did He say that? Because He knew we would be tempted at times to walk in fear. Fear is your worst enemy. Because it will cripple you to not do the very thing that you were sent here to do. And so we see Mary was afraid, and He says, don't be afraid, for Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. You will give him the name Jesus. And today, that is still the name above every name. Yes. Every name. Amen. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That name was so important. And that's why the angel said, you're going to give this child the name of Jesus. And all throughout the Bible, the Word talks about His name. And I want to tell you something today. Everything that you are facing has a name. Everything that is going wrong in your life, it has a name. It could be divorce. I've been there. It could be physical infirmity. It could be financial trouble. It could be all manner of things. But everything that you are facing in your life right now, it has a name. And thank God that we have a Savior. And way back then, He brought this baby, He brought this son about, and He said, you're going to name Him Jesus. And He is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I can't stress that to you enough. He is the name above every name. And at His name, every knee is going to bow down. Every tongue is going to confess that He is the Lord. So whatever you're going through today, I encourage you so humbly to call on His name. Call on His name. Call on God. He's with you. And it says, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. His kingdom will never end. And what I want to ask you today is, are you in the kingdom of God today? Amen. Are you in the kingdom of God today? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word won't. What does it say about His kingdom? His kingdom will never end. Yeah. See, the problem that you're in today, it's got an expiration date. It's got a shelf life to it. The kingdom of God does not. That's why the Word says, in Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. In Him we live, in Him we move, and in Him we have our being. And unless you are living in Him, unless you are moving in Him, you don't really have anything. It's passing away. That's why I'm not all messed up when people are like, I don't even know if I believe in Jesus. Well, stick around. Shadow me for a little bit, and you will start believing in Jesus. And it's not going to be because I'm sitting here shoving Him down your throat. It's going to be because, you know what? Brenda, I've taken God at His word. Am I perfect, Miss Rocky? No. But the favor of God follows me wherever I go. The favor of God follows you wherever you go. If it's in the Sam's Club, it's going to the Sam's Club. If it's into Walmart on Black Friday, it's right there. If it's in the middle of disaster in your life when the worst of the worst has happened, guess what? That favor's going there too. His kingdom will never end. In verse 34, Mary said, how will this be? How will this be? Have you ever asked God, how the heck are you going to make that happen? Yeah. Yeah. I have. But the older I get in Jesus, Sherry, I don't do that as much. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not really concerned with how He's going to make it happen. I just know that He is. I just know that He is. And she said, how will this be? Mary asked. And the angel, and she said, since I am a virgin. And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was to be barren is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God. For nothing is impossible with God. I'm going to say that one more time. For nothing is impossible with God. For nothing is impossible with God. For nothing is impossible with God. Y'all stand to your feet right now, because we're going to make a believer out of you. Now, if it's hard for you to stand, you're okay. See, the devil's messing with some of us. And God's trying to get it to you right now. It's not impossible, but you've got to do it within me. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. For nothing is impossible with God. See, if you try to step out of the realm of the Holy Spirit, that's when it becomes impossible. But if you will stay within the boundaries that God has put inside of you and put over your life, nothing is going to be impossible for you in that place. Somebody's looking and they're saying, God, this just can't be. It's just, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. And God's saying, you're not stuck. You're not stuck. The devil's trying to get you thinking you are. The devil's trying to get you feeling like it's going to be all bad. And I'm telling you today that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit. God tells you today that you're not stuck. He's telling you that you're going to make it through this. And for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And I want to speak to each one of you today, and I want to ask you one question. Are you in a situation where you feel like there's some impossible things that you're facing? If you are, I want you to raise your hand, because see, God wants to see you right here in this moment. Right in the moment. See, all of heaven is attentive to what is going on right here and right now. If you're in an impossible situation where it seems so big, I want you to lift up your hands. Why? Because see, those hands are holy. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask right now, God, to put your grace on every person with their hand raised up. If you're at your home right now and you're on Facebook, get up off of your couch if this pertains to you. Throw your hands up in the air. Begin to worship God. My hands are up too. God, we just read in your word that nothing is impossible with you. So God, right now, I ask that you would keep us with you. God, when we try to stray, Lord, I ask that you would draw us back in Jesus' name. Lord, and I call the impossible possible right now in Jesus' name. Lord, where there's been a depression because of the situations we're facing, Lord, I thank you right now. You are taking depression and you are replacing it with the peace of God that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. For nothing is impossible with God. And in verse 38 it says, I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant. This is what Mary said. I am God's. I am God's. What did I want to tell you this morning? You need to know who you are, and you need to know whose you are. And right here, she says it very plainly. Very boldly, the angel came to her. She was concerned about what the heck he was going to tell her. It's not every day the angel Gabriel comes to speak with her. He said, you're highly favored. God's with you. You're going to have a son. It's going to be immaculate. You're going to call him Jesus, because that is the Son of the living God. She said, how is that going to be? And he said, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you. He gave her an explanation. And then she said something very, very important. I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant. One of the most powerful things when you are in the middle of a battle is in when you can make the recognition that in the worst of the worst and the best of the best, at the end of the day, come hell or high water, and I promise you that the hell and the high water will come at times, because in this life there will be trial and there will be tribulation, but the Word of God says, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the hell and all the other things that the devil tried to throw at you. I've overcome those things. But make that recognition in the middle of your battle. I am the Lord's servant. The Lord can count on me. It doesn't matter if I am going through the worst storm of my life. God, you can still count on me because I'm your servant. Lord, when you want to bless me, I'm still your servant. God, when you need to correct me, God, I'm still your servant. See, are you his servant today? Say, well, what does that mean? That means, are you available? Can God come to you and say, I want you to do this, this, and this? Here's what a lot of people do, and we got to get out of this because it's dumb. I said it's dumb. We got a lot of dumb Christians. I didn't say they were in this church, but there's some. I'm one of them at times. Yeah, I said it. And if you got hate mail over that, send it to Frank. He's taking all of my complaints. In 2024, if you've got something mean and nasty to say about me, you can give that stuff to him, and he's going to take it and put it in a little thing called the trash, because you're not going to agree with everything your pastor says and does. And just because you don't agree doesn't mean that you need to quit every other week. Because God can't bless that. Just keeping it real. Where was I going with that? What was I saying? Frank's taking out the trash. Frank's going to take that trash out. I'll get that thought back. We're his servant. Here's what a lot of people do, Andrew. We like to think that God is just going to sit there and bargain with us. And we try to bargain with him. But here's what people do. God will say, I want you to do this, this, and this. This is what I have for you to do. Okay, God, if that's what you really want me to do, then on the way to work, I expect to see 3 purple flowers all in a row. And if that happens, then I'm going to know that that's you. Okay. This is God. Dwayne, I want you to give $20 to so-and-so. Now, Dwayne's either going to be the servant of God or he's not. But what a servant of God does not do is, okay, Lord, if I see that person today in the grocery store in the pasta aisle, now God, they have to be in the pasta aisle, because if they're not, it's not from you. Now I'm preaching about this because this is what people do. If they didn't do it, I wouldn't preach about it. I'd go on to something else, but this is where people are. God, if they're in the pasta aisle, then I will give that 20. But if they ain't in the pasta aisle, if they've gone over to look at the apples, they're out. Let me tell you something. When God tells you to do something, you are going to do one of two things. You are going to be obedient or you are going to be disobedient. And the Word of God also says it's better to obey than to sacrifice? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So many times we're sitting there and we're asking God, God, what do you really want from me? He wants your obedience. Are you in the middle of a battle right now? Put your ears back, because see, the Word of God has a promise, and the promise is this right here. My sheep, they hear my voice. If you will put your ears back and you will wait on God, God will speak to you. It's not a matter of if he's going to. He will. And when he speaks to you, like he sent the angel to speak to Mary, you've got to determine, am I a servant of God or am I not? Because if you truly are, your obedience will move into action and you will begin to do what God has told you to do in that situation. Sometimes God's going to say, shut your mouth. And you're not going to want to do that. Sometimes God's going to say, turn the other cheek, and that's going to really, quite frankly, suck. Do y'all like turning the other cheek? I don't like it, Bobby, but I do it. Why? Because look here. That's better than the alternative. Am I his servant? And she says, I am the Lord's servant. And Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. What did she say? Okay. This is what you want. God, this is what you have for me. Let it be exactly what you've said. Let it be exactly what you've said. Sometimes what God tells you about your life is troubling. You're wondering, how is that going to happen? Let me tell you something. Stop getting wrapped up in the how. Get wrapped up in the faith. God, I thank you that it's going to happen. I thank you that it's going to happen. There's been so many times in life where I've sat there and asked God, how? Instead of just doing the smarter thing, which is saying, God, thank you. God, I don't have to figure this out. God, you already have. Go with me now to Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 1 and 2 in the King James Version. What you are going through today, the hardship that you are going through today, the struggle that you are going through today, the unknown of what you are going through today, the battle of what you are going through today, the infirmity that is on your body today. See, those things, they have a shelf life. They have a shelf life. My mother-in-law, I dearly love her, and I think that we are a lot alike, which is probably very scary to Frank. But anytime I bring her anything, here's what she does. Her name is Betty Ann, and she's a doll. I love her with all my heart. And anytime I bring Betty Ann anything, here's what she'll do. She'll say, well, what is the expiration date on this? I want to put something inside of you, and I did not. The Lord just dropped it into my spirit, and so I'm going to drop it into yours, and it just came to me just now. Sometimes when you get in a battle, and it's at the beginning of the battle, and you realize you just got up in the middle of a battle. How many of you like to be in a battle? I don't like it. I hate it. Sometimes, Michelle, when we get right at the very beginning of the battle, we say, here's the battle. We get the battle. Okay. What is the expiration day? Let me tell you something. Stop asking God right when you get into something. Lord, when is this going to be over? Let me tell you something. God will not allow you to go through something one more moment. One more moment, Melissa. Not a moment longer. Stop asking him when it's going to be over. It already has an expiration date. It already does. It's a done deal. What you are going through is not permanent. But you can't be sitting there and every move that you make and every time you wake up in the morning and every thought that you have cannot be consumed with, well, when is this going to be over? Well, when is this? When is this? You know what David said? In the middle of it all, in the middle, God, of all my distress, all my chaos, God, in the middle of the worst time ever, in the middle of all the problems, not in the middle of the good times, but in the middle of all the crap, Lord, that is when you enlarged me the most. And we need to stop looking at our circumstances like they're a disqualification to still have the blessing of God. Look here, angel, we are still blessed even when we are walking through disaster. Several years ago, I went through something. And I was in the medical field for 15 years before I came to the ministry full time. And I was 100% vested in the company that I worked for. And I had a retirement and 401k and all of those things. And, you know, sometimes in order to be able to move on from a very painful situation, you want to cut every tie that you have and to have no connection. And that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to cash that out. And I wanted to never look back and think of that place again. Sometimes we go through things or we have people and they hurt us so bad, we want some distance in there. And it was 2 years, legalities for 2 solid years before I could get my money. Now, was that right? No. But they were able to do that because of all the legalities. So for 2 years, I postponed happiness because of that one thing. And I kept saying, well, whenever I get that and I can move on from my life and not have to think about that and not have to be grieved from that, then I can be happy. Let me tell you something. You better learn how to be happy in the middle of what you're going through and stop postponing being happy just because it ain't all going your way. Amen. 2 years is a long time to decide you're going to be miserable. But I was. And every time, Alyssa, every time I would get mad about something, if I stubbed my toe, it was them people's fault. Why are we preaching about this? Because this is where some of us are right now. This also was not a part of the message, but here we are. I feel like I'm driving the bus and I'm not sure which direction we're going in today, but okay, Lord, here we are. Anything that happened that even made me slightly upset, Mitzi, it was because of those dirty, rotten people that wouldn't just give me my check so I could move on and never have to think of them again. They was mean to me. They did me wrong in a lot of ways. And Jill, I postponed really being happy in life just because of that one little snag. Now, let me tell you something. Some of us in here, we have just decided we can't be happy until we get the very thing we think that we want. And let me explain to you, this is how life is. I remember the day, I remember the car I was driving. I was driving a black Hyundai Tucson SUV, and I pulled up in front of my house. I opened the mailbox, and there that check was, and I was madder than a stinking hornet. And Tommy, here was the lesson. And God spoke to me that day, and he said this right here, for 2 years, you've decided to grieve me for 2 years because you weren't going to get what you wanted. And now you're still not happy because not because of the check, but because you're an unhappy person.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Had nothing to do with the money. Had nothing to do with the check. Kelly, it had to do with you. You decided to be an unhappy person.
Amen.
Now the Word says, You choose. You choose. You choose what you want out of your life.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And I'm telling you as your pastor, as somebody who's lived through some things, stop postponing being happy just because it ain't all your little duckies aren't in a row. They ain't never going to be in a row.
Amen.
Why? Because we're living down here. Now, when we go up there, those little ducks, hello, Sherry, they're going to have gold on. They'll have little bow ties, and they're going to be all lined up. But until we get up there, they're going to be all over the place.
Amen.
And if you're somebody that's going to bother, you're going to have to get over that, or you're going to be unhappy. What is the number one thing that I hear almost on a daily basis when people call me and want to talk? Pastor Kelly, all I want out of life is to be happy. I say this with the most humility that's inside of my body. That's a stupid thing. Some of you ain't liking that, and I'm sorry. And if you're offended, you're going to have to get over it. Happiness is fleeting, okay? But joy, what does the word say? The joy of the Lord is my strength. There's too many people basing everything because they ain't happy. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is going to be the thing that's going to remain. And if you can choose to, even in the middle of the worst of the worst, even in the middle of chaos, even in the middle of the battle that you're going through, even in the middle of the family problem, even in the middle of whatever it is that's going on, if you can say, you know what, God, in Jesus' name, today is the day of salvation, and I choose joy right now. I choose joy right now. The other day, here's what I have learned. You know, the word says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. The devil has a pattern, and this world has a pattern. Now, here's what goes on with me. I can't preach out of anybody else's life, but I can darn sure preach out of mine. Because my life has got a pattern. The devil likes to get me before I've got to do something, whether it's preach, do food stuff on Monday. We basically do food stuff every day of the week. But the devil loves to get me frustrated to where I cannot be the pastor, the person, the mother, the wife, the friend, the this and the that I need to be. Last Monday, I got a text from somebody, and it chapped my rear till I felt like my blood was boiling inside of me, and I felt like I had a fever after that. And look here. This is what I did, and this is no joke. I was in my bathroom when I got that text, and I was putting on my makeup. I went and I sat on my bed, and I said, God, in Jesus' name, God, I ask you right now to help me to live what I preach. Because it is not easy. Because right now, I want to say a couple things, and you're telling me I can't, and I really don't like that, but God, I'm going to do what you said.
Amen.
So God, right now, I'm asking you to give me enough grace to live what I preach, because God, if I can't live it, I don't need to preach it.
Amen.
If I can't live it, I don't need to preach it. So God, help me to live it. Now,
bless them people so you can get the blessing.
Bless them people. That's right.
Amen, Bobby.
Bless those that curse you. It's hard, Cherie. I get it. See, God ain't going to always call you to do something easy. Here's what God told me to do. And I kid you not. He said, Kelly, you have got to do jail ministry today. You've got to deliver meals to the seniors. You've got to work with all your volunteers. Go get your phone and put on T.D. Jakes.
Hallelujah.
I got on YouTube. I put on T.D. Jakes. I haven't listened to him in a while. I put it on. Immediately, Tanya, he began to talk about peace. immediately. And one of the things that he said is this right here. You can't fill your heart with trash and then ask God for treasure.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now that's worth repeating. It didn't come from me. God gave that to TD, but here we are in Arkansas and I'm using it. You cannot fill your heart with trash and then ask God for treasure. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. What does that mean? Be who you say you are. Be who you say that you are. I'm not telling you that what you're going through is easy, because let me tell you something, I know that it's not. And I don't know what everybody's going through in here, but God does. And he has changed this message to where it's not even hardly what I intended it to be. But it's because God knew who would be here. And if you leave with anything, I hope that you leave with that heart that says, you know what, I can do this. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am a highly favored person. The favor of God follows me all around. What does it say in the Psalms? It says, he anoints my head with oil and my cup overflows. What does that mean? That means that the living God literally took time out of his whole, everything he was doing, to just sit there and literally get the oil of anointing and anoint you for every single day. That's how much favor that you have.
Yes.
When you get upset, when people do you wrong, when you're going through things in your life that you did not intend to, you need to go in the mirror and you need to begin to look at your head and you need to say, you know what? I am anointed. God has anointed this head with oil. My head is dripping with oil just because of the anointing of God that he has put on my life just in today. Just in today. And because he lives, I'm going to face tomorrow, I'm going to face today, I'm going to face next Tuesday, and I'm darn sure going to face Sally Sue that I don't like. And I'm going to get over that too. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. See, God is asking you, there's some things that are weighing you down. God's asking you to lay those to the side. They're too heavy for you. He already took them up. And see, we've decided we're going to carry them back. Well, see, that's not what his word has for your life. His word says, let us lay aside. God wants to know in here today, will you lay it aside? Will you lay it aside? The offense, will you lay it to the side? The irritation, will you lay it to the side? The problems that you came in here with, can you lay that to the side? They're weighing you down. And the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The author and the finisher of our faith. What does that mean? He who began a good work inside of you, he is going to see it through. It doesn't really matter in the big realm of everything, Michelle. Does it matter what we're going through today? No, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What I'm going through today, Angel, I am not going to be going through this very much longer. God is getting me through to the other side. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. What does that mean? He's finishing it. You ever sit there and tell your kids, well, Mom, this one's doing that. He's doing that. He hit me. He's looking at me. She's touching me. Well, I'm finishing it. You stop and you just line them all out. Well, see, that's what God does with us on a greater scale. We're over here going, God, Sally Sue did this to me. My boss is a jerk. My husband's even worse than that boss. This one over here and this one over here. And God's going, hold on. Hold on. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Go with me now to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Got myself all flustered. Yeah. I may have lost 43 pounds, but I'm still out of shape. Don't doubt that. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. Somebody needs to really get a hold of this. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. In another translation, it says, better is the end of a thing. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Let me tell you something. If you're in the middle of something right now and you're saying, God, when is it going to end? Here's a promise that if you can catch this morning, you're going to have something to stand on. The Word of God says this, better is the end of a matter. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Stop asking Him when it's going to end. Because here's what you need to understand. It already has an expiration date. It already does. Just like we know we're getting out of here at 12 o'clock. And we're getting ham. Okay? Now look, you ain't getting nothing else. Stop asking God, God, when is this going to be ending? Look here, God knows you're tired. He knows you're weary. He knows that you're hurting. He knows that every time that you have to think about that thing, it's like a wound that cannot heal. God knows that. There's a promise. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. The next time you want to ask God, Lord, when is this going to end? I want to encourage you to do something different, because look here, what you've been doing up to this point has been driving you crazy. It hasn't been working. Shift that why and when. When is it going to end? God, your word says that better is the end. God, I'm going to stand on your word. And so God, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the end. God, I'm not going to ask you when it's an end. God, I'm not asking you anymore when it's ending. But God, what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand on your word, and I'm telling you that right now, in Jesus' name, that your word says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning. So God, right now, in Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus over this problem. I plead the blood of Jesus over the situation that seems like it's never going to end. And in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for the end of it. Lord, you said that it was going to be better in the end. So God, I thank you for the end. Lord, I refuse to ask you about the end anymore. God, I am shifting that question into a thank you. And thank you for the end. And God, I'm not going to fret about what the outcome is, because God, you already promised. See, a lot of times we are fretting over how it's going to turn out. But here's the promise. Better is the end than the beginning. You don't have to fret about how it's going to end if you're a child of God. Stand on His word. Stand on it. It's the firmest foundation that you've got. Stand on that word. Stop asking Him when. Start thanking Him. Start claiming that better. See, better than what you had. Better than when it started. Better. There's been way too much settling. Right now, if I can pray anything over this congregation, God, in Jesus' name, I pray against that spirit of settling for less than your best. In Jesus' name, God, I ask that you would give us a heart that wants what you want for us, in Jesus' name. God, not just settling to get it over, but God, accepting that what you have is better. God wants to talk to people about here this morning about settling for less than His best. God's best is going to take a little bit of time, but it's going to be worth it. Last place for me this morning. John chapter 19, verse 30. Now, If anybody wants to talk to me after this service, I smell like olive oil. I've got a cough and a runny nose. But I'm free to pray for you if you need me to. But I stink like olive oil. I have anointed myself to the point I'm anointed till next week. John chapter 19, verse 30. When he had, this is Jesus on the cross. I took you this morning, the first place that I took you was with his mother, being told that he would be born. And that was the beginning. And I'm taking you to the end. John chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." And with that, he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. It is finished. How can you stand on the word when you don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen? Let me tell you something. Your problem was finished on that cross. He finished it. He finished it. He finished it. When you're worried and that worry consumes you, you need to get in the Word of God and you need to get into John chapter 19, verse 30, where the words of Jesus, the last thing he said, is, "It is finished." Throw your hands in the air and say, "God, in Jesus' name, this is finished. In Jesus' name, this is finished in the name of Jesus." Y'all stand to your feet. You're highly favored. God is with you. He doesn't want you to walk and live in fear. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation right now. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak peace to where there's been an unrest. And I speak joy to replace the happiness that is so fleeting. And God, I ask right now that you would create inside of us a very blessed assurance that, God, you are seeing us through to the end. And God, in Jesus' name, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. In Jesus' name, amen.